finances but did not make political endorsements. Some church members had said that he had told them to leave if they voted for John Kerry. The Reverend Chan Chandler walked out of the Baptist Church in East Waynesville, which he had led for 3 years, after delivering a brief statement of resignation. He acknowledged, citing from the pulpit what he believes are the, quote, unbiblical values of some political hopefuls, but he says those were negative endorsements, never a positive endorsement of any candidate. The Republican chairman of Seminole County, Florida, says his bid to head the state party was sabotaged because a letter accused him of having been married 6 times. He says the correct number is 5. In the trial over his defamation lawsuit, Jim Stelling called the letter unconscionable and said that he believes in family values. He's seeking unspecified damages against a former Republican official who sent the letter to party executives just days before the 2003 election. The Speaker of the House suggesting there should be advance approval of some trips by lawmakers, Speaker Dennis Hastert said he thinks it would be wise for members to get a thumbs up or thumbs down before taking trips financed by companies or special interests, rulings to be made by the House Ethics Committee. Hastert says pre-approval would eliminate the confusion over travel rules that has ensnared Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who allegedly took trips paid for by a lobbyist. A day after getting a judge's approval to terminate employee pensions, United Airlines went back to court trying to expand cost-cutting by rewriting 2 union contracts. Angry labor unions are continuing to warn of possible strikes. North Korea says it's completed a step that could enable the country to create weapons-grade plutonium for nuclear weapons. A foreign ministry spokesman saying the country has successfully completed removal of 8,000 fuel rods from a reactor at its main nuclear complex. Removing the spent rods would let the North reprocess them to make plutonium. The country hasn't said it'll take that step, but the spokesman says the country is working to build its nuclear arsenal. This is Air America Radio.
Power in reserve is potential. Money is power. And access to money is critical to realizing potential. Right now at HSBC, money is cheap. 0.9% cheap. 0.9% introductory rate on loans or revolving lines of credit. To the small business person, this is a source of power. Open a free business checking account with Business Smart from HSBC, and the power will be yours. The power of a 24/7 service line, free online bill pay, and a 0.9% introductory rate on loans and revolving lines of credit. Call 877-HSBC-BIZ or stop by your local HSBC branch for more information. Hear that? That's power. That's Business Smart from HSBC. HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association, member FDIC. Intro rate good for 6 months. Other restrictions apply, subject to credit approval.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air
of America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition, when we'll be joined by a very special Democratic advocate, Republican Chris Shays. That's right. In the midst of the ferocious filibuster battle, the Tom DeLay scandal, and the rise of religious fanatics, the Democrats won't step up to the plate. But Congressman Shays will tell us where his party's gone wrong. We're getting the goods directly from the other side on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. So, did you enjoy Cessna Watch today? Huh? The one item that really caught my attention was how they scrambled the M-16s in 1 minute. Did you notice that? How long did it take them on September 11th, 2001? Anyway, we have a clip of the oxymoron about what happened today. You got to hear it, then tell me if you think he's back on the Little Blues. I'm talking about the pig man, Limbaugh. While the Cessna coverage blared in the background today, I kept thinking about Tom Ridge's revelations that most of the terror alerts on his watch were unnecessary or exaggerated or fake. Huh? And we've got some profound proclamations from Manor Monkey back from his Baltic holiday. Plus, Simple Scotty is confident Bolton will be confirmed. So stay tuned tonight, True Seekers. Before we get to program tonight, this is May 11th. Did you know what was happening May 11th, 1973? It was reported in the New York Times. Somebody sent me this today. I'm not exactly sure who. Let me just read for you. This is from Los Angeles. This is in the New York Times, May 11th, 1973. Citing what he called improper government conduct, shielded so long from public view, the judge in the Pentagon Papers trial today dismissed all charges against Dr. Daniel Ellsberg and Anthony Russo, Jr. And the judge made it clear in his ruling that the two men would not be tried again on charges of stealing and copying the Pentagon Papers. The judge said, quote, "The conduct of the government has placed the case in such a posture that it precludes the fair, dispassionate resolution of these issues by a jury," end quote. The Times went on to say the end of the trial on its 89th day was dramatic. The courtroom was jammed. The jury box was filled with news reporters. Defense workers in the Ellsberg-Russo cause, mostly young people, sat in chairs lining the courtroom wall. Dr. Ellsberg and Mr. Russo, surrounded by their lawyers, stared intently as Judge Byrne quickly read his ruling. The government's action in this case, the judge said, quote, "offended a sense of justice. And so I have decided to declare a mistrial and grant the motion for dismissal," end quote. The courtroom erupted in loud cheering and clapping. The judge, barely hiding a smile, quickly strode out the door behind the bench. Tension had been building for 2 days since the sudden disclosure by the government yesterday that telephone conversations of Dr. Ellsberg were picked up by wiretapping in late 69 and early 70, and that all records and logs of those conversations had disappeared from the FBI. When this morning the government was still unable to produce either the records or legal authorization for the wiretaps, it was evident the case had ended. The article goes on to say that the judge did say that his ruling was based not only on the wiretap disclosures or solely on the break-in of the office of Dr. Ellsberg's psychiatrist in 1971 by agents in the employ of the White House. The judge said that, quote, on April 26th, the government made an extraordinary disclosure, that of the break-in, and that was followed by disclosure that the break-in to Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office was done by a special unit reporting to the White House. He said the special unit, quote, apparently operated with the approval of the FBI, and that the CIA also became involved at the request of the White House. Dr. Ellsberg and Mr. Russo were jubilant. Members of their families were in tears as the long ordeal, which started with Dr. Ellsberg's arrest on June 25, 1971, ended. Dr. Ellsberg and Mr. Russo contended that they had taken the papers and copied them to give them to Congress, which they hoped would bring pressure to end the war in Vietnam. So in reality, they were arguing in court not only constitutional issues, but their belief that the greater good required them to break some regulations to make the papers public. The judge said, quote, I am convinced by the record of the last couple of weeks, particularly the last couple of days, that the trial should not go on. Government agencies, the judge said, had taken an unprecedented series of actions against these defendants. He cited the special White House Plumbers Unit, which apparently operated with the approval of the FBI. The judge said, we may have been given only a glimpse of what this special unit did. The latest series of actions compound a record already pervaded by instances which threaten the defendant's rights to a fair trial. Dr. Ellsberg was asked if he was disappointed that the case had not gone to the jury, and he replied, quote, I think that an American jury would have come to a judgment that is good for this country. Tony and I know we did something right. He was asked if he would disclose the Pentagon Papers again, and he answered, quote, I would do it tomorrow, if I could. A defense attorney said, quote, I think that the court's ruling was appropriate, necessary, eloquent, justified, and dispositive. The judgment was made not on the narrow issue of wiretapping, but on the totality of government misconduct. Dr. Ellsberg then added that, quote, the trial isn't over until that bombing is over in Cambodia. He then asked, don't we have the right not to be tried under Nazi law? This administration has been very straight about where it is. It's up to them. It's up to us to tell them what it means to be an American. If facts prove to be what they appear to be, President Nixon has led a conspiracy, not only against Tony and me, but against the American public. Later today, the judge's clerk notified the jurors by telephone that the case had ended, and a quick poll this evening showed that at least half of them would have voted to acquit the defendants. My, my, how things have changed. A judge who actually saw the misconduct, the criminal activity of this filthy, corrupt Nixon administration. And the Bush crime family exceeds in criminality what the Nixons did exponentially. It's astonishing. And the liberal media in this country sits back on its ass and spends hours today. Did you notice? Hours on this Cessna flown by a couple of half-wits that flew over something called restricted airspace. We'll get into that a little bit later in the program. 1973, what was that, 32 years ago, huh? 32 years ago. Now, there just occurred to me while I was reading this, there's a lot of people listening to this program who may not be familiar with the Pentagon Papers or Daniel Ellsberg, or what he and his co-defendant did in spiriting out of the Pentagon the information, the secret memos that showed exactly the lies and deceptions and criminal activity on the part of three administrations to get us into that war, but primarily the Nixon administration. Probably 90% of the criminal activity was conducted by the Nixon administration. Can you imagine somebody doing that today? He or she would be immediately arrested and sent to Guantanamo or Egypt or someplace to be tortured. And the American media and the American public would probably not give a damn. We would focus instead on what Macaulay Culkin had to say today about the Michael Jackson rape charges, or we would focus on a Cessna that flew into restricted airspace and within a minute was surrounded by F-16s. I'm Mike Malloy.
Sweat and tears, remember. The nightmare lasted 6 long years, remember. The world drowned in a bloody tide of war and death and genocide. 57 million died, remember. It's happening again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once,
Planet Check. Planet Bus drives home sustainability.
We're using this bus to travel across the country to showcase to people that here's just one example of the kind of solutions that are in our world.
That's tree sitter, author, and founder of Circle of Life, Julia Butterfly Hill.
The whole bus is a model of solution.
Converted bus runs on recycled vegetable oil.
Our shower is made from tiles that we went behind tile companies where they had broken pieces of tile and we cut them all down and recycled them.
Plus, a capture system for gray water, which is water that comes out of the sink and shower they use to flush the toilet with.
How did we get to be so silly and stupid that we started using fresh drinking water to flush our toilets with?
The toilet only uses a pint of water to flush. Test drive the solutions at
wetheplanet.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Insurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at insurance.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. By the way, today is the 10th day. This is the 10th day. This is day 10 since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret memos and minutes of the meeting that laid out the Bush plan for starting a war based on absolute lies. Hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs, fingers, eyes, and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the U.S. Why isn't the liberal media, the liberal American media, reporting this story on day 10? Somebody sent me a link here to a website, bushfish.org. Oh, my God. There is one of those weird fish magnets here, or stickers you can put on the back of your car. I've got one that has the fish in it. So, one of our listeners sent this to me. It's the fish, and then in the middle of the fish it says, "and chips," which I love. But this one says, "One nation under God, and in the body of the fish is the word Bush." Huh? And at the website it says, "Are you tired of secularists telling you prayer has no place in our public school system, that evolution is the only explanation, that God does not belong in the Pledge of Allegiance, that the Ten Commandments do not belong in public spaces, that Terry Schiavo had no right to live, that life begins after birth? If so, then stand up and be counted! One nation under God and Bush in the middle of it." Who sent this to me? Wonkett. Wonkett. Wonkett! Thanks, Wonkett. One nation under God. Oh, when I finally see one of those, I think what I'll do is just pull the driver over, drag him or her out of the car, and just beat them until I'm out of breath and am in jail. Eleanor emailed in, "I dare anyone to tell me again, in light of today's goings-on in D.C. with the Cessna and this and that, what happened on the morning of September 11th, and expect me to believe it. I just dare them." Eleanor writes, "I'm surprised that some group promoting weight loss through disgust and revulsion hasn't come out with a poster you could slam onto your refrigerator. Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, all of them in their full glory, on the poster, grinning like Cheshire cats. So you come home from a full and exciting day of losing your job and your pension fund. You take a look at the fridge, at the poster, and then you go heave into the sink. Amazing weight loss possibilities. Works every time. Another month or two of this stuff," Eleanor writes, "and we'll all be walking around like bone-thin sticks. Jesus, I hate these people. Up to the year 2000, I never dreamed myself capable of the feelings I experience when I think of these people. That alone frightens the hell out of me." Yeah, I know. How many people didn't have that thought today, Eleanor? 1 minute. 1 freaking minute was all it took. A little half-ass Cessna bouncing around the air traffic controllers in the area knew what the problem was. Two F-16s, helicopters, massive alerts. 1 minute. Ah. This is from the Attitude blog. How your president spends his workday. During today's brief evacuation panic in D.C., they threw Dick Cheney in a limo and sent him speeding away from harm's way. But President Bush didn't get the same treatment. While 60 people died in Iraq today because of these runaway insurgent attacks in that country and a major U.S. troop offensive in the western part of the country, a possible nuclear test in North Korea, oil prices soaring, and Congress preparing to debate Social Security and the so-called nuclear option, the leader of the free world decided to go off and ride a bike. Bush was away from the White House biking at a wildlife research center in Beltsville, Maryland. Congressional leaders were moved from the Capitol. It's 80 degrees and sunny here in Philly. We would love to go outside and ride our bike, but we would be fired. Why wasn't this guy? Yeah. And this from Mike. He says, I'm assuming the authorities, by the time the plane landed, knew the pilots just made a mistake. They showed no hostile intent. After all, if the pilots were a threat, they would have been shot down by the military. Yet on the tarmac, the police have to get rough. And one of the pictures is there from CNN. You know, these poor bastards face down, knees in their backs, being handcuffed with their arms behind their backs. Right? Tough cops, huh? Pilot and a student pilot. And by the way, they were released with no charges. But man, when they get on the tarmac, you little rat bastards, come here, come here. Huh? Right. We've seen this before. When you watch Cops on Fox Network, right?
For his pals, he's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Preposterous.
If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. for millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know, the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's no one.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
I'm Rachel Maddow. National parks being outsourced to the lowest bidder. Swiss ski resorts wrapping melting glaciers in foil and fleece. A new Georgia state law that shoots at doctors' feet to make them do an anti-abortion dance with their patients. Join us for Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show for the headlines, the politics behind the headlines, and stuff you won't hear anywhere else. The Rachel Maddow Show, mornings on Air America Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk.
I like to work outdoors. It keeps my mind whole.
You knocks me out. Out off.
26 before the hour.
Boom, 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 boom.
So USA Today had an interesting article today. According to that newspaper, Tom Ridge is in a confessional mode and said that the Bush administration periodically put the United States on high alert for terrorist attacks, even though there was no reason to do it. Now, damn it, what does it take, huh? The moron is out riding his bike. All kinds of mass murder is occurring in Iraq. Pension plans are going belly up because corporations decide to file bankruptcy, and there goes the money. But if you file bankruptcy, Truth Seeker, your ass will be nailed to the barnyard wall, right? So here we are. Here we are. Ridge. Ridge. said he often disagreed with administration officials who wanted to elevate the threat level to orange or high-risk terrorist attack. But he was overruled. Who do you suppose overruled him? Karl Rove? Huh? Dick Cheney? These rotten bastards! Can you believe this? Well, of course you can. Of course you can. Ridge said he's talking because he wanted to, his words, debunk the myth that his agency, Homeland Security, was responsible for repeatedly raising the alert under that stupid-ass color-coded system that he came up with in 2002. Can you believe this? He said it was a myth that his agency raised the color-coded threat level. Then who did, Ridge? Oh, you rotten pig. You didn't have the courage or the honesty or the ethics to stand down when they were doing this, when you headed this phony-ass department, and now you're coming out with it. Now you're coming out with it. Why, you coward, you useless Republican piece of human waste? How many hundreds of millions of dollars were spent with these phony-ass alerts when there was never anything to be alerted about? How many times did we see Ridge and the jackass that headed the Justice Department, Ashcroft, coming out before the microphones, talking about chatter, talking about, well, we have good reason. Well, this is for real. Well, this time it's true. Well, this time we mean it. Hey, hey, here we go. Remember the time Ashcroft was in Moscow, for God's sake? And asks for airtime middle of the night in Moscow and stands there and talks about the arrest of this person or the threat from that one or an orange alert. Oh, these filthy pigs. You Republican lurkers who listen to this program, what's it going to take for you morons to understand what this administration has done? Huh? What's it going to take? Normal people understand. You stupid freaks continue to support this man. Well, you're right. The queers can't marry, so I guess that cancels everything, right? Ridge said, quote, more often than not, we were the least inclined to raise the alert. Why? Well, sometimes we disagreed with the intelligence assessment. Sometimes we thought even if the intelligence was right, it wasn't something that you put the country on alert about. He goes on to say there were times when some people were really aggressive about raising it, and we said, for what? For that? Some people? There were times when some people were really aggressive. Who would that be, Tom? Well, it wasn't me. Or it wasn't I should say. It wasn't any randomly picked 100 people walking around in red state America or blue state America. It wasn't a cadre of professors at some Eastern liberal college or university. It wasn't a bunch of nuclear scientists. Who was it, Tom, when you say some people? Who was it? Rove? Weyrich? Wolfowitz? DeLay? Who was it? Cheney? Myers? Powell? Feith? Abrams? Who was it, Tom? Ashcroft? Come on, Tom, who was it? Some people were really aggressive about raising the alert. Some people. Who was it, Tom? Come on, come on. You're out of government now. You know, you want to get the truth out, baby. Come on, that's the reason you held this little interview with the reporters. That's the reason you're blowing the whistle on the whole phony-ass thing. Right, Tom? Come on. Come on, Tom. You know you want to tell the truth, you big old ugly freak. Come on, spit it out, Tom. Your soul will be cleansed. A weight will be lifted off your back. Come on, Tom. Who was it? Who were some people that ordered you to raise the color-coded terror alert when there was no need to do it? When there was no there there? Who was it, Tom? Come on. Come on, Tom. Tell us. Tell us. America wants to know. Come on, Tom. And hey, Tom, as long as you're talking, as long as you got diarrhea of the mouth for a while here, Tom, how's come, let me ask you something, dude. How's come there hasn't been any alert since November of last year? Gee, what is that? 7 months, not a single alert. What happened? Did you wipe out all those nasty-ass terrorists? Wipe out all that chatter on the internets? Is that what you did? Tom, it's all gone now, right? There's nothing there. God, you guys were efficient. My goodness, I'm so proud to be an American. You bastards make me want to, I don't know what, give up my citizenship? I don't know. Set myself on fire in front of the Pentagon? Oh, man. The memos leak out that the war was a fake and a phony. The terrorist attacks were a fake and a phony. The alerts. Now what? What's next? When will the truth come out about these sons of bitches that engineered the attack on this country on September 11, 2001? Huh? When will that truth come out? I mean, officially, the truth is already out there. And for you people to email me and say, well, Mike, how can you possibly say that that wasn't an airliner that crashed into the Pentagon? Stop it! I don't want to hear it anymore, okay? I don't want to hear it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I might as well kill myself. Do you realize what these people have done to our country? Do you realize what they've done to the truth? Do you realize what they've done to government, media, religion, everything? They have destroyed everything. Do you understand that? Do you get that yet? Do you get that through your little old punkin' head yet? Huh? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you understand what they've done? Do you understand the sewer, the toilet this country is in now because of these people? Huh? Oh, I know it doesn't affect you. You still have a job. They just passed a bill or a law about bankruptcy that specifically exempted companies like, oh, I don't know, pick one. United Airlines. Who's next? They need bankruptcy protection. So, I'll tell you what, let's dump the pension fund. Let's dump it onto the backs of the American taxpayer. Huh? How's that? What happens when you have to file bankruptcy? Huh, Truth Seeker? You little red state bastards, you know what's going to happen to you when you go to file bankruptcy? Huh? You and your Bible-waving family, you know what's going to happen? You people are going to be taken right up to the gates of hell. But you can get down and pray every night, okay? When you move into a homeless shelter, don't forget to take your Bible. Well, never mind. Don't take it. They'll give you one. Because the homeless shelters will be run by faith-based initiatives. George Bush, this bike-riding freak today, while the country's under assault from a Cessna, is out riding his bike.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Hi. Hello. Hello, my name's George. Hi, how are you? I'm the president. I was just in Red Square, and all the tanks went by and soldiers. Man, it was so cool. You should have seen it. I'm riding my bike. I'm riding my bike. What's happening in Washington today? What? What, a Cessna flew by there? Oh, really? Da 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 da.
The security color-coded alert level was raised if a majority on the President's Homeland Security Advisory Council favored it and the President concurred. Among those on the council with Ridge were John Ashcroft, FBI Chief Robert Mueller, CIA Director George Tenet, Donald Rumsfeld, and Colin Powell. And, of course, Georgie Bush. Now, if Ridge says he could never understand why it was being done, and he says some people were really aggressive about raising it, and the only people who had the authority to raise it are the ones I just mentioned, then who do you suppose it was? How do you feel, Mr. and Ms. American, tonight? Huh? Aren't you proud to live in this cesspool?
The man who knew what's right for me and you, George W. Bush, will give the country a push and put us back on the road to
what's right and true. George W. Bush will give a country a push. He's the man who'll do what's right for me and you. Now Republicans and Democrats and independents too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will too. George W. Bush.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent and passionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different, too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now, that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day, all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R.
Sound Mortgage Group does business in Florida as Florida Bancorp.
Hi, I'm Jason Winder with Sound Mortgage Group. For years, I've been telling you all about our great mortgage programs, like ones for our self-employed borrowers, ones with common sense approvals for all types of credit situations, others that give you cash out for any reason, even interest-only loans and loans that start at 1%. Want to know more? Call this number, 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. When getting a mortgage, you want to work with the decision-makers, not some middleman. Here at Sound Mortgage Group, we're mortgage bankers, approving your loan fast, right in our office. It's just that easy. At Sound Mortgage Group, we care more about your credit future than your credit past. Homeowners, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. To talk to a Sound Mortgage Group loan professional about all of our great mortgages, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685.
Restrictions apply.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Okay, I guess I got to stop screaming. This bit with Ridge, this story, it was on the cover of USA Today, right? I didn't watch any network news tonight. I was going to, and then said to hell with it. But did any of the networks report this? Did ABC or CBS or NBC? I think I did see a little bit of the ABC. Just the lead story was about these two half-witted pilots who flew into restricted airspace over D.C. today. But, you know, why is nothing being reported about the Times of London that revealed these secret documents that they got their hands on about Bush and Blair deciding, or Bush deciding to jigger the intelligence to invade another country, and Blair going along with it, and now Ridge comes out and says all of this stuff was nonsense. And am I exaggerating? Only to the degree that Ridge has to couch what he says very cautiously, because Ridge doesn't want to commit suicide. He doesn't want to have a Bush hit squad come out and put a couple of silenced bullets in the back of his head. But there he is talking in code and saying as clearly as he can say that it was all smoke and mirrors, that it was lies, that it was deception, that there was no there, there was no reason for it, ever, and that some people were really aggressive about issuing these terror alerts. Huh? And how many people who voted for this moron this last go-around gave him high marks for stopping terrorist attacks in the United States? Huh? Remember Rainbow Ridge's brilliant plan to wrap ourselves in plastic wrap and duct tape? I wonder whose brilliant idea that was. Didn't that sound kind of rummy-ish to you? But here it is. What do we need in this country to run these people out of town? Legally and peacefully, of course. What does it take? What in the name of everything you find holy does it take? The terrorist alerts were a fake. The war, the reasons for the war was a fake. You know what's not a fake? 1,620 dead Americans. That's not a fake. 10,000 Americans with their arms and legs blown off. 100,000 dead Iraqis. That's not a fake. That's real. The rest of it is a fake, a dirty, filthy fake, a trick on you, truth seeker, and me, and the rest of the world. And why? For oil? For wealth? For money? For power? For what? For what? My God! There's Ridge on the front page of USA Today. There he is, talking about the whole thing. The whole thing was baloney. Huh? How about it, truth seeker? How do you feel now? Do you hate these people anymore? Do you hate them less? How about you Christian evangelicals? What do you think now, huh? Your entire crew are a bunch of lying, warmongering killers, and you still support them? Jesus is going to wind up hating you. Do you know that even Jesus' patience is limited? You didn't know that? It is! You know what he's going to do eventually? He's going to get so pissed off, he's going to ask God for the same thing that the Jews celebrate Passover. He's going to order that every Christian evangelical's firstborn is killed. He's going to get so angry. Do you understand that? If God could get that angry, you don't think Jesus can? You people are setting yourselves up for the angel of death to come down here and wreak havoc. And all the bush fish on the back of your car, all the little rapture bumpers in the universe are not going to save you. Are you willing to give up your firstborn? You're going to piss Jesus off. I'm telling you, you can't continue to do this. Lie upon lie upon lie. The results in mass murder, mass killing, deception, deceit. Jesus didn't like that. War profiteering.
Halliburton just got a $72 million bonus for doing this. Halliburton has sucked off $8 billion. And then they get a $72 billion bonus, or million dollar bonus. This is insane. Do you understand this? You Christian evangelicals, you've got to grab yourselves right on your own asses and pull yourselves up straight and stop this nonsense. The fact that the queers can't marry is not that important anymore. Are you willing to give up your firstborn child so the queers can marry? Oh, my God!
This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Despite the fact that Pat Robertson thinks the activist, Republican-sponsored and approved judiciary, is the worst threat America faces, the moralistic majority in the Texas legislature has decided that sexy cheerleading is our nation's undoing. Forget the fact that Texas made sexy cheerleading part of our national cultural life. This state, which has given us the state execution of women and the mentally handicapped, Tom DeLay, and George W. Bush. Of course, youthful female sexuality will always be a threat to the good old boys, but my favorite part of this legislation is the fact that it requires every school district to hire a sexy cheerleading commissar. Big government conservatism at your service. They won't be condemning James Joyce's Ulysses, but the principle of we know it when we see it has expanded. As we fight fundamentalism abroad, it's crucial to know that we're fighting it here at home. What's next for the cheerleaders of Texas? Burkas? I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Dinner for DeLay.
Leaders of about a dozen conservative groups planning a gala dinner tomorrow honoring the Texas Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay to support him while he faces ethics questions. DeLay himself will speak at the event. Richard Lesner, executive director of the American Conservative Union, said, quote, "When your friend is under attack, you come to his aid and you stand with him, and that's what we mean to do." The $250 a plate event at the Capitol Hilton has sold out. About 900 people were expected to attend tomorrow, the proceeds to be used to pay for the dinner, they said. About three dozen House and Senate Republicans were planning to attend, including DeLay's deputy, House Majority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri. George Bush, Dick Cheney were reportedly not invited. Waiting for the base closings list on Friday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld expected to announce the list of U.S. military bases he will recommend to be closed. A veteran of that process says there is no such thing as a safe base. John Rogers, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense under Clinton, believes one criteria will override all others. That's what they call force structure. The Pentagon has been trying to revamp the way the service branches operate and promote cooperation. Rogers says he believes the Pentagon will use that base closings list to further that goal. Thanks to new images from the Cassini spacecraft, scientists have detected another tiny moon orbiting Saturn. It's only about 4 miles across, was spotted in a gap in Saturn's outer ring. Scientists say this previously unknown moon is about 85,000 miles from the center of the planet. Officials say there is no danger from a leak of the deadly nerve agent sarin from a stockpile of old weapons in Kentucky. The leak detected at the Bluegrass Army Depot yesterday near Richmond, but the fumes didn't get beyond a sealed container, according to officials, where about 2,500 old rockets are stored. An Army spokesman says air quality levels are tested each day in what they call the storage igloo because of past cases of leaking rockets. There have been two chemical leaks at the Weapons Depot in recent years, one in 2000, one in 2003. The Pentagon's agreed to build a special facility to safely destroy chemicals stored at that depot. The limousine industry is hoping that Congress will give it a break from a tax which is designed to prevent car makers from producing gas-guzzling vehicles. This 1970s law imposed an extra fee on vehicles that get less than 22.5 miles per gallon. Since 1991, the tax added as much as $2,100 to the cost of each limousine. Limousine makers say they're being unfairly burdened because car makers that produce trucks, minivans, and SUVs don't pay the tax. This is Air America Radio News.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase the strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on, get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-42-GO-NOW. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 866-42-GO-NOW. That's 866-42-GO-NOW.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late.
I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at AirAmericaRadio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at AirAmericaRadio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
AirAmericaRadio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. Oh, by the way, for you Molly Malloy fans, there are new pics of Miss Molly up in the gallery at MikeMalloy.com. So check it out if you want to.
Oh, you're proud of your kid?
Yeah, I am. She's a real sweetheart. I'm just proud of my kid as you are of yours, right? Just a couple of quick things here, and then I want to... move on. That doesn't make a lot of sense. This came from Karen via Atrios, and it has to do with the United Airlines pension case from yesterday. Remember that? The judge ruled that, United Airlines could go ahead and stick the knife right into the livers of every one of their retirees who had contributed to the pension plan, or... who had been promised the pension plan when they signed on 30 years ago. And, you know, the story just gets worse. Here's what it says. While the bankruptcy bill was steamrolling through Congress, Dick Durbin, he's a senator from Illinois, offered an amendment that would have, quote, protected employees and retirees from the common corporate practice of discharging liability for retirement plans, retained earnings, and matching funds when businesses file bankruptcy, end quote. Now, that's what Dick Durbin was trying to do. He's trying to say, well, no, okay, hold on just a second. Something has to be held in abeyance. Something has to be held out of the mix when these corporations decide to go bankrupt and screw everybody they possibly can. So all Durbin was trying to do was essentially get the retirement plan, get the pension plan exempt. Right? Huh? Right? Uh-uh. Ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. These filthy, disgusting Republicans. How do you people who worked for United Airlines and voted for this bastard, how do you feel now? Huh? How do you feel now? How do you feel good? You people that live in districts that sent more Republicans to Congress who did this to you, how do you feel? You feel good, and it's going to come more and more. You think United Airlines? You think this is just limited to the airline industry? This was an incredible precedent that was set yesterday. Was it the first time in 30 years? I have no idea. It's a precedent. Now, all of these companies, when they just, competition's too fierce, what are we going to do? We're $7 billion in the hole. Well, let's dump our pension plan. You know, we got insurance through the pension plan insurance agency, the stupid-ass taxpayer funds. Of course, it's funded with negative dollars now because there's nothing left anywhere. So let's dump it. Now, what happens to the worker? Well, the worker may get 60 cents on the dollar or 40 cents on the dollar if he or she is lucky. Huh? How about this? How about this, huh? In the first part of the Bush administration, you had Enron. You had all the screwing that was given to America by corporations like Enron and the Southern Corporation, and it just goes, or the Southern Company, it just goes on and on and on and on, huh? The oil company's just digging you a new body orifice, right? Just on and on and on. And now this. Oh, and by the way, your sons and daughters are being murdered in Iraq. On and on and on. Huh? You like it? Do you like it? Durbin would have offered an amendment that would have forced corporations, when they were declaring bankruptcy, to fulfill their stated financial obligations to their employees. What did Republicans do with Dick Durbin's amendment? They used it for toilet paper and laughed about it. Get out of here, Dick. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We're Republicans. We're Republicans. In other words, the exact same long-term assets that are supposed to keep hard-working Americans out of bankruptcy court have now been shredded by the Republicans. Boy, they'll get you coming and going, won't they? Huh? No matter which way you turn. But you know, thank God the queers can't get married. And thank God that women now have a 24-hour waiting period before they can get their old dirty abortion. Huh? Huh? Isn't that good? Isn't that great? Huh? My God! So a bankrupt airline receives the protection of the bankruptcy courts, and the pension guarantee system has to lay out billions of dollars of pension liabilities on taxpayers. And when one of those taxpayers seeks to discharge, maybe $14,000 worth of debt because of medical bills and bankruptcy, oh, no, you little bastard, you're going to pay. What do you got? You got a house? Oh, you got a car? Huh? You got a couple IRAs? Give it to us. Give it to us. But, hey, the queers can't get married. And I swear to God, I swear on my preacher's checkbook, I swear on my 20,000-member church that as long as the queers can't get married, I'll do anything. I'll suck the gas pipe. I'll give up my firstborn. I'll send my kids off to die in Iraq. I'll do anything. Just stop the queers from getting married, okay? Do you know how sick you people are to believe that? Paul from San Diego. Jeez, I'm scaring myself tonight. I can't remember when I've been more pissed off, okay? I can't remember when I've been more furious. That little charade today in D.C., people running like chickens with their heads cut off, Bush riding his bike someplace in Maryland, Cheney taking another dive, Nancy Reagan and Pickles heading for the basement. And a Cessna wanders into airs and they scramble jets in a minute, 1 minute, 60 seconds they scramble jets. Jesus, they had to interrupt the coverage of the Michael Jackson case. And when they did, they being all the cable news channels, that's it. That's all you're going to see. Hey, here's the airplane. Hey, here's the guy that saw the airplane. Here's the guy that saw the guy who saw the airplane. Hey, here's a cop. Hey, here's the cop with the gun. Hey, here's the Secret Service. Hey, here's somebody with a machine gun. Hey, over here, somebody running. Here's somebody standing still. Here's somebody looking up. Here's somebody looking down. Here's the airplane on the tarmac. Here come the cops. Here are the F-16s. Here's some animation. Here we go. Here's the cop. Here's the gun out. Here's the gun in. My God. In regards to American Airlines, Paul writes, dumping their pension plans, this is beginning very dark times in the U.S. Bush said individual Americans should be held accountable for their debts, but he gives corporate America a pass on their debts and allows them to dump their pensions for the employees. Ain't America a wonderful country for working class people? There are two classes in this country, Paul writes, the class that the government caters to, we know who that would be,
The one's the one who wants the queers to get married.
And the other is the one who subsidizes the rich. This country has no compassion for the employee who spent 30, 40 years with the same company. Ain't America great? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, and to add insult to insult, leaders of about a dozen conservative groups are planning a gala dinner tomorrow night honoring this thuggish, criminal, ugly bug man Tom DeLay. And they say they're going to open the doors to every news organization in town because they want America to see. Screw you, America. We're in control. We support Tom DeLay. We support George Bush. Tom Ridge is insane. He didn't mean what he said. We support criminality. We support immorality. We support war and death and destruction. So come on in and see how we honor one of our own. Richard Lesner, executive director of the American Conservative Union, said this dinner's participants had looked at the issues and questions raised about DeLay and don't think any of them rise to any level of gravity whatsoever. Lesner said, this is a campaign by his enemies. We're all his friends. And when your friend is under attack, you come to his aid and you stand with him. And that's what we mean to do. Under attack, you dumb bastard, your boy broke the law over and over and over again. And Jesus is going to come and take your firstborn. I'm warning you, the Jews had Moses, the Christians have me. I'm telling you, he's going to get your firstborn.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex This DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Power in reserve is potential. Money is power. And access to money is critical to realizing potential. Right now at HSBC, money is cheap. 0.9% cheap. 0.9% introductory rate on loans or revolving lines of credit. To the small business person, this is a source of power. Open a free business checking account with Business Smart from HSBC, and the power will be yours. The power of a 24/7 service line, free online bill pay, and a 0.9% introductory rate on loans and revolving lines of credit. Call 877-HSBC-BIZ or stop by your local HSBC branch for more information. Hear that? That's power. That's Business Smart from HSBC. HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association, member FDIC. Intro rate good for 6 months. Other restrictions apply, subject to credit approval.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So 900 of these America haters are going to get together tomorrow night, apparently. It sold out. $250 per plate. What the hell are they eating? Other humans? That's probably what they're eating. They're probably eating human flesh. 900 right-wingers are going to get together, $250 per plate event at the Capitol Hilton in support of this criminal, this outlaw, Tom DeLay. It's incredible. No matter what happens, these right-wingers, whether they're the religious right or the political right, just raise their finger, middle finger to America and say, hey, we're in charge now. We can do any damn thing we please. You're after our boy? The law is after our boy? Our boy? What the hell has he done? Our boy hasn't done anything. All he's done is take money, foreign trips, got involved with Jack Abramoff, lobbyist, and got involved with, what's his name? Who's that little Christian coalition freak down here that wants to run for Ralph Reed? And all they did was rip off a bunch of damn Redskins for $10, $15, $20 million. You know, Redskins, Injuns. And you're gonna make a big deal about that? Oh my God! And his travel records? And the fact that he's a criminal and a thief? Hell, we're all criminals and thieves in the Republican Party. We're swine! Here, would you like a bite of thigh? How about a finger? Huh? It's $250 a plate for this swill. We are pigs at the trough, 900 of us. We are here tonight to celebrate the chief pig, this beady-eyed bastard Tom DeLay. Oh, we love him. Oh, we love him. Oh, we love him. Jesus. It's just so sick. It's just so sick. It's just so sick. Who's going to be there?
Other conservative leaders who plan to attend the dinner include Charlie Black, a Republican consultant with close ties to the White House, former presidential candidate and pop-eyed freak Gary Bauer, head of American Values, Ed Fuelner of the Heritage Foundation, Paul Weyrich of the Free Congress Foundation, Morton Blackwell of the Leadership Institute, and the Reverend Lou Sheldon of the Traditional Values Coalition. Traditional values, there you go. Child whorehouses in the Marianne Islands, you traditional value thugs, sweatshops, prisoners being held, forced to work so you can wear your nice little knit pants. You perverts, you thugs, you freaks, you child killers, you baby rapers. Going to get together and have a nice $900 dinner for Tom DeLay, huh? Yeah, you know, because the liberals are after him. The liberals are after him. The liberals are after him. Yeah!
Jesus. According to the Pig Man, you want to play that? Can you play it now? According to the Pig Man, the liberals were after Bush today. Now, you can't tell if the oxymoron is joking or serious here, since, you know, we all of us now live in Bush's bizarre backward world. Anything is possible, you know? I frankly think that the oxymoron, the pig man, has found a new stash of little blues stuffed under a sofa cushion or something, or maybe he's got Darren Kagan bringing him junk from CNN, from Atlanta. It sounds like he's accusing the Clintons of staging today's incident to make Hillary look calm and presidential. Oh, my God, listen to this.
I hope it's not Rahm Emanuel flying this thing. You know, or some Clinton aide. Apparently, here's the latest scuttlebutt from out of Washington on this. A bunch of the news channels showed Hillary walking out all calm and cool and collected. Everybody else around her was running for their lives, and Hillary was just taking her time and walking out. Now, the Democrats have started to say, if you've been watching any cable news,
what?
Paying any attention, you're starting to hear just a little bit of rumbling about this, and it's going to grow louder as the day goes on. There's no leadership in this town. There's no evacuation plan. This is not the way you do an evacuation. People running all over everybody in their high heels. That's not a way to do this. We need leadership. Did you see the way Mrs. Clinton calmly and coolly and collectively walked out of there? That's the kind of leadership we need. Gag me. Puke day, but that's what's brewing now in Democrat circles. That's why I want to know who's flying this airplane.
Ah, your mama's flying it, you pig. Gag me, puke day, but that's what's brewing now in Democrat circles? Really? I didn't know that. You sick pig. You sick pig. And any radio station that carries this sick pig, you're even sicker and more of a pig. For putting this swill out on the air. 12 years you've been pumping this crap into America's atmosphere. This sick, drug-using, psychopathic felon. Well, I don't have to go get the drugs. I have a brown skin maid to go get them for me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Rush Limbaugh. Here, give me some more. Oh, that's good. Give me another glass of wine. Let me chuck 7, 12 more of these decks. You should hear about Hillary walking all cool and collected down through D.C. Give me some more. Hey, pop a couple of these bennies open for me. I love to eat those little tiny things. Give me more. Hey, you know what? I make $25 million a year. Give me some more.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones Magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right. They give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
Every day, it's
it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random. Let's say Walmart. And that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour. How much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at purpleocean.org.
Ever dream of owning your own business, earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Entrepreneur Magazine rates Quiznos Sub as one of the top franchising opportunities in America. The next seminars are on May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited. So call now, 1-800-925-QUIZ, or go to quiznosradio.com.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother...
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now, 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
If you've ever wanted to talk to Bobby Kennedy or Mike Papantonio, now's your chance. Next week, Mike and Bobby will be taking your phone calls on Ring of Fire. Go to ringoffireradio.com now to find out how to jump to the front of the line and be one of the first to participate in our new call-in show. Or if you're by phone now, call 1-800-866-389-FIRE. That's 1-800-866-389-3473. Just go to ringoffireradio.com for all the details. And thanks for listening to Ring of Fire on Air America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I don't even know if I should bring this up. I really don't. which has no reflection on whether or not I think it's a legitimate story. It's just kind of weird. Okay, I'm not disputing the fact that Hustler magazine, excuse me, has apparently waded into the conflict around the nomination of Bolton. But RawStory.com had this, and I think a couple other people have it now. A couple other websites have it now too. I don't think you're going to find this on mainstream media. It's a press release issued by Larry Flint. The records show this had to do with John Bolton's divorce back in 82. The records show that Bolton's wife left him during a trip to Vienna in two weeks in 1982 and never returned. The records further show that she took most of the couple's furniture. And then here's what Flint's release says. Corroborated allegations that Mr. Bolton's first wife, Cynthia Bolton, or Christina Bolton, was forced to engage in group sex have not been refuted by the State Department, despite inquiries posed by Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint. Concerning the allegations, Mr. Flint has obtained information from numerous sources that John Bolton participated in paid visits to Plato's Retreat, the popular swingers club that operated in New York City in the late 70s and early 80s. Flint said, quote, "The first Mrs. Bolton's conduct raises the presumption that she fled out of fear for her safety, or at a minimum, it demonstrates that Mr. Bolton's established inability to communicate or work respectfully with others extended to his intimate family relations." Flint went on to say, "The court records alone provide sufficient basis for further investigation of nominee Bolton by the Senate." The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Flint writes, must be free of any potential source of disrepute or blackmail. And then apparently Flint attached court records to the release. I do not have those. And then the release says, Mr. Flint has contacted the State Department asking they confirm or deny the allegations of Mr. Bolton's prior conduct concerning his wife and the alleged paid visits to Plato's Retreat. Flint has, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to conduct an inquiry into the very serious evidence concerning his first wife's fear of him. Neither the State Department nor the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has yet responded to Mr. Flint's inquiries. The Hustler magazine publisher demanded an immediate response from Bolton. Mr. Flint has personal knowledge about sources corroborating the allegations of nominee Bolton's misconduct. Yada, yada. He has called upon these persons to publicly come forward with this information. Now, you know, you say to yourself, oh, Jesus, really? Do you remember just less than a year ago, Jack Ryan campaigned for U.S. Senate, Republican, in Illinois? Remember Jack Ryan? Huh? He was going to be the next senator from Illinois, wasn't he? Huh? Remember? What happened? The release of his divorce records included allegations about visits to sex clubs. Hello! Jack Ryan apparently failed, it says here. ABC 7 Chicago had this. Jack Ryan apparently failed to fully explain the allegations by his ex-wife, Hollywood actress Jeri Ryan, in the now unsealed divorce file that he forced her to visit sex clubs in three different cities and tried to pressure her into having sex in front of strangers. Isn't that why Marta left Rush? I guess it was just the drugs. She had had enough of the drugs. But here, so, this is an impossible story, right? Huh? John Bolton? Going to Plato's Retreat back in the 70s, making his wife, fled, scared to death because she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do the nasty in front of all these. And then you stop and you think, well, yeah, that's insane. Couldn't have happened. And then you take a look at Jack Ryan, who was also trying to get into an office. He wanted to be the senator, the junior senator from Illinois. And Bolton wants to be the UN rep from the United States. Oh, my God. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it's true. I just wanted to get it out there because, you know, this other stuff is giving me a headache and making me sick. So I wanted to have some light. Speaking of headaches and sick, you want to do bunny pants now, honey? Shall we do bunny pants? Okay. This is Bush discussing his foreign trip with members of Congress. He's back from his whirlwind tour of nations he really didn't know existed until Condi took him on this little vacation. I went to Georgia. I was in Tbilisi. I was in that city in Georgia. And I went to Latvia. And I went to it's not Spanish? Estonia? Oh, well, it's got EST on it. No? I wonder, did they have black people in the Soviet Russia? Oh, it's not Soviet anymore? And I went to Lithuania. I went to that other one, too. So he's back. What did he learn from his little Baltic holiday? He learned that Russia is not the enemy. Wow, good to know.
It's such an honor to represent the United States. Sitting in Red Square honoring the veterans of World War II was an amazing event.
And we had a packed lunch.
I remember as a kid watching the missiles parade through Red Square.
Big ones.
And here I sat as the President of the United States in Red Square paying homage to people who died to defeat Nazism. And I was sitting beside a friend. Russia is not our enemy.
People who died to defeat Nazism, huh? I bet those people pissed off your grandfather when they were all alive, right? Huh? Those dirty damn Russians trying to interfere with your grandfather's money-making enterprise to make sure Hitler was successful. You two-faced, two-bit hypocrite, you. And you don't pay homage. You pay homage! Well, that's all right. I mispronounced it. What was that word I mispronounced the other night? Yeah, they defeated Nazism, and your grandpappy supported Nazism. Oh, my God. I wonder how many people marching through Red Square looked up there at Bush sitting up there with the, just like a member of the Politburo. There he is, huh? It looked like a photograph of Brezhnev and the gang from the 70s, right? There they are. There's George. Boy, he fit right in, didn't he? Huh? I wonder how many people looking up there, these old World War II veterans going by in trucks, you know, these guys 80, 90, 75 years old who fought the great Western War, who defended Mother Russia, you know, because Stalin didn't give a damn. He didn't care how many of them died. That just, you know, fewer mouths to feed when the carnage was over. But there they are, and they're looking up, and they're going, oh, my God, look, who's that next to Putin? Oh, that's Bush. Oh, yeah, did you know his grandfather financed Hitler. His grandfather did what? Financed Hitler. No, come on. Next thing you want me to believe, John Bolton took his old lady to sex clubs back in the 70s. There's not a deep hidden point to make with this soundbite. Just wanted you to hear how Bush described how Bush describes what the lessons of World War II is. What the lessons is.
The lessons of World War II is to honor the sacrifice of those who helped us keep the peace and to remember that the United States is always the beacon of freedom.
Yeah.
And that when we find people living under tyranny, we got to work to free them.
You got to work to free them. You bomb them until they're liberated. That's my deal. You bomb them. You kill them. And the ones you can't murder, you send them to Egypt and Syria and the Diego Garcia to be tortured. Yeah. When you find people living under tyranny and they got oil, oh, hell. Well, you kill the tyrant and then you kill them. It's very simple. The lessons of World War II is to honor the sacrifice of those who helped us keep the peace. Are you out of your mind, you halfwit? It was called World War II. There was no peace. Diphthong. 60 million people were killed. Honor the sacrifice of those who helped us keep the peace. And these old Russians, you know, that watch the United States train this oligarchical this class of oligarchs who now run Russia. There are more billionaires in Russia. How many billion? I think there's 60 of them now in Russia. Can you? Or is it 30? I don't know. And these old Russians who fought the Nazi war machine, and then saw the Soviet Union collapse, and the oligarchs and the Westerners rush in and steal everything that wasn't nailed down. These old veterans now who live on potatoes and rotten cabbage. Huh? And there sits Bush. I wonder how many of them realize that Bush's grandfather was a Nazi financier. Huh? You suppose one or two, maybe? Nah, probably not. Back in the USSR.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once,
Planet Check.
Planet Bus drives home sustainability.
We're using this bus to travel across the country to showcase to people that here's just one example of the kind of solutions that are in our world.
That's Bee Sitter, author, and founder of Circle of Life, Julia Butterfly Hill.
The whole bus is a model of solution.
Converted bus runs on recycled vegetable oil.
Our shower is made from tiles that we went behind tile companies where they had broken pieces of tile and we cut them all down and recycled them.
Plus, a capture system for gray water, which is water that comes out of the sink and shower they use to flush the toilet with.
How did we get to be so silly and stupid that we started using fresh drinking water to flush our toilets with?
The toilet only uses a pint of water to flush. Test drive the solutions at
wetheplanet.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Insurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You know, I'm just astonished. We're almost out of time for this hour. We're going to take your calls when we come back, but it's incredible to me. A leaked document that appeared in a British newspaper that showed clear evidence that U.S. intelligence was shaped to support the war in Iraq. That information, as Fair.org reports, that information rocked British Prime Minister Tony Blair's re-election campaign. When it was revealed, it has received little attention in the U.S. press. I'm ashamed to be an American. For those of you listening around the globe, you are hearing a program from hell. This is hell. This is fascist hell. No, we don't have the death camps yet, but they're coming. And the queers are going to go first. Incredible. The document was revealed by the London Times, the minutes of a July 23, 2002 meeting in Blair's office with the Prime Minister's close advisors. The meeting was held to discuss Bush administration policy on Iraq. The minutes recount a visit to Washington by Richard Dearlove, the head of British intelligence, MI6. Quote, Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction, but the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. My God! Who's talked about it here in the land of the free and the home of the brave? The most widely circulated story in the mainstream media came from Knight Ridder Wire Service on May 6th. Which quoted an anonymous U.S. official saying the memo was, quote, an absolutely accurate description of what transpired, end quote, during this meeting in Washington. Few other outlets have pursued the leaked memo's key charge that the facts were being fixed around the policy. The New York Times on the 2nd May offered a passing mention. The Charleston, West Virginia Gazette on the 5th wrote an editorial about the memo in the Iraq War. A columnist for Cox News Service on the 8th mentioned the memo. Molly Ivins at WorkingForChange.com on the 10th. Washington Post Ombudsman Michael Gettler on the 8th noted that Post readers had complained about the lack of reporting on the memo, but he offered no explanation for why the paper virtually ignored the story. So Salon columnist Joe Connison posed this question about the story. Quote, are Americans so jaded about the deceptions perpetrated by our own government to lead us into war in Iraq that we are no longer interested in fresh and damning evidence of those lies? Or are the editors and producers who oversee American news industry simply too timid to report that proof, on the evening broadcasts and front pages? As far as the media are concerned, the answer to Connison's second question would seem to be yes. A May 8th New York Times news article asserted that, quote, critics who accused the Bush administration of improperly using political influence to shape intelligence assessments have, for the most part, failed to make the charge stick. End quote. Can you believe that, truth seeker? And as Fair says, it's hard for charges to stick when major media are determined to ignore the evidence behind them. George W. Bush committed an act of treason against this country. He violated his oath of office on so many levels as to render the oath meaningless gibberish. He has sent 1,620 American soldiers and Marines to their deaths. He has sent 100,000 Iraqis to their deaths. He has decreed that 10, 15, 20,000 Americans are to be limbless or wounded for the rest of their lives. He has scattered depleted uranium all over Iraq, ordered the scattering of depleted uranium, guaranteeing the births of thousands, if not tens of thousands, of deformed children, miscarriages, fetuses that last maybe 6 weeks and then come out in a burst of gore and blood and deformed premature limbs. That's what this man has done, and today they sent him off to ride his bicycle so they could say, terror alert, terror alert, oh Jesus, everybody, run, 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 except you, Hillary, you can walk. And Tom Ridge says that the whole thing was a scam. And George W. Bush is still president. No member of the House, no Republican has the courage, the honor, the ethics to file impeachment charges against this murderous thug, this liar, this destroyer of this country, this society, this culture. Do you understand that? Do you understand what? Do you understand what is what was revealed today? Huh? You understand? Do you understand what was revealed on May 1st by the Times of London, and how it has been totally ignored? Wolf Blitzer sits there today talking about, there's the airplane, there's the tarmac, there's the Capitol, there's a bird, there's telephone wires, there's a street, there's a cop, there's people running, there's people sitting, there's people not running. Did anybody tonight on the news, 10 days after this smoking gun, how many smoking guns need to be revealed about the lies and the murder and the death and the destruction that this regime has brought to this country and this planet? What has to happen? Somebody, Jesus God, will somebody tell me what has to happen in order for the American people, all of us, even these red state morons, to wake up and go, oh my God, they really are destroying everything. Oh, that's right. The red state people are planning on being raptured when Gog attacks Magog or some such crap. All right, quick break. Well, actually, it's like a 7-minute break or 8-minute break. Well, that may be quick. I mean, it depends on your mental state. We'll be back and then your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain. Flashbacks of 9/11 in the nation's capital. Washington was thrown into high security alert at midday when a small plane violated restricted airspace and came within 3 miles of the White House. Fighter jets and Black Hawk helicopters that were scrambled to the area got the Cessna to change its course and escorted it to a small airport in Maryland, all while the White House, the Capitol, and nearby government buildings were evacuated. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says the security threat around the White House was elevated to the red alert level at the height of the crisis.
The president was offside at the time. He was informed by his detail. The detail that was with the president was notified and informed the president at that point. Mrs. Bush, as well as Mrs. Reagan, who's in town, were here at the White House, and they were taken to a secure location. The vice president was evacuated and has since returned to the White House.
Security officials later determined the incident to be an accident, and the two Pennsylvania men on board the tiny aircraft were questioned and released despite a series of flares sent to alert them. They say they were simply lost. The Bush administration is standing by their man. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stressed her support for the nomination of John Bolton as the new United States ambassador to the UN. Bolton has been bogged down in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee since allegations surfaced that he intimidated those under him when he was Under Secretary of State. While the committee is slated to vote on his nomination Thursday, there's word from U.S. officials that Bolton went out of his way to block the president's nominee for ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency last year. Authorities say a group of Oregon girls, including some as young as 12, are being questioned about whether they were involved in exchanging sex for methamphetamines. Police say one of the girls has admitted to being involved in such trading. The girls being interviewed attend a middle school in Salem. The Illinois man accused of killing his young daughter and her friend is being held without bond. Jerry Hobbs was in court Wednesday to face two counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors say he stabbed his 8-year-old daughter Laura and her 9-year-old friend Crystal Tobias in the city park on Mother's Day. Thousands of United Airlines workers are concerned about their pensions in the wake of Tuesday's landmark ruling by the judge overseeing the carrier's bankruptcy case. Actor Macaulay Culkin comes to the rescue of his friend Michael. The 24-year-old child star has strongly denied allegations that Michael Jackson molested him, and upon testifying in his child molestation trial Wednesday, called the charges against Jackson ridiculous. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you can see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now, I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. and at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Mantis is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Mantis does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Mantis Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
What's happening, everybody? Now listen. Imagine being the daughter of one of the most acclaimed soul singers ever. Imagine having a voice that's clearly a gift from the heavens. Imagine having beauty, class, and a spiritual consciousness that affects everyone you come in contact with. And imagine me having that person on my show. Well, it's gonna happen, baby. Join me this week as I welcome Miss Layla Hathaway to the Kyle Jason Show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. It's a free call. Give us a shout if you'd like to. Let's get some calls. Matt is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hello, Mike. It's interesting. I had a weird coincidence today. I was walking home. I was coming back from getting my meds, and I ran into this guy, Steve Brooks, who was handing out flyers about this company called We Energy that was trying to build this coal-fired plant. And you know, and I was thinking about a caller who called last night about medical, about how these wholesalers, you know, sometimes give fraudulent or unsafe drugs to pharmacies. And I'm dependent on the medication I take to even moderately function in this society. And it's like, it's just crazy. I was thinking about this. Now, these coal-fired plants are giving out mercury and other stuff that are giving, that can give kids conditions similar to what I have, or worse. And it's like you keep saying, well, or I'll say a little different. Well, I don't care if I got mercury in my fish. I don't care if my prescription drugs are unsafe. Just as long as we can force 15-year-old rape victims or 9-year-olds or whatever, as long as we can force rape victims, deny rape victims abortions, as long as we can deny kids comprehensive sex education, as long as you, whatever, you know?
Right,
as long
right.
As gays can't marry. It is stupid. These
right,
people
I hear
are
you,
idiots.
Matt. I hear you, Matt. You're absolutely right. We rage and rail and scream and froth and get massive numbers on our blood pressure readings about all this every night. I understand what you're saying, pal. I understand what you're saying.
And yes, and I just thought I had to, this guy, I don't know if he listens to Air America, but he would probably be happy to hear me plug him. This Steve Brooks, apparently he is fighting against dirty power plants, and I should just say this affects me because I live within less than a mile of the UW power plant, which doesn't contain scrubbers, and I live within 2 miles of it. Ironically, I'm not making this up. I live within 2 or 3 miles of a plant that I can see, a Madison Gas and Electric plant that also doesn't have scrubbers. And it's like these, I'll say it again, these bonehead, the few boneheaded Bible thumpers, even here in so-called liberal Madison, well, I don't care as long as we can force 9-year-olds to, as long as we can force them, well, you know what I just said, well, I don't care if I have mercury in my fish, just as long as the queers can't marry.
There
that's all I can say about it, Mike. You have
that's,
a good night.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you checking in. Oh, one other item. The psychopathic Christ killer who ran the church through the Democrats, he resigned today or yesterday. What's his name? Chadwell or Chan Channing or Chumpworth or Chick-fil-A or Chewy Chump Chonner or Chan Chamchuker or some name like that. He resigned, and I don't know, 10 or 20 of his cult followers walked out with him. You know, it's just, God, you know, the little Baptist church, the West Jesus Baptist Church or whatever it was, you know, just like, oh, we just won't come in here and open our hymnals to number 72 and sing the Old Rugged Cross. And you know, that son of a bitch got up there in the pulpit and he said my husband was a sinner and had to repent because he voted for John Kerry. Oh, my God. And all we wanted to do was pray and praise the Lord. And look here, look what they did to us. Look here. Now our church is just riven. And where's the damn rapture? I just want a rapture on out of here. I can't take this anymore. It's terrible stuff. I feel sorry. I just feel sorry. I make fun of them, but I feel just morbidly sorry for them. Mike is calling from Georgia. Mike, welcome to the program. Hey, Mike. I know that's the wrong person. Let's go to Mike in Georgia. There we go. Mike, are you there?
Hey. A couple of times tonight you've asked, what will it take to get these people out of here? And the answer, as it has always been, is sex.
Sex!
Mr. Bolton can lie, he can trump up, he can intimidate his employees and his colleagues, but if this thing is true with Larry Flint, I can see the Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff tonight as we speak saying, if this is true, we got to postpone the vote.
Well, but the other thing they might be saying is, hell yeah, it's true, but we know media is not going to touch it. So, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, is there a sound? If John Bolton's old lady accuses him of going to sex clubs and nobody reports it, does it matter? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
and besides, it's just that crazy old bastard Larry Flint and then those people at Raw Story and then that jackass Malloy. What, you're going to believe them three? Oh! The hell with it. Never happened. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it worked for Jack Ryan, so anyway.
Well, it did, but the, you know, the ones that report on Jack Ryan was WLS Television, Channel 7, ABC in Chicago, in the Windy City, hip, hip, hooray. That's the report on Jack Ryan. Who in hell is reporting on Bolton? Larry Flint. I rest my case.
Yeah, it may move. Hey, as a Vietnam vet, something you mentioned earlier, Daniel Ellsberg is a vast hero to many, many of your listeners.
Oh, I know. I know people who survived Vietnam, who were forced to go and survive Vietnam. Look at Ellsberg that way. God only knows how many lives were saved by the revealing of the Pentagon Papers and the strengthening of the anti-war movement. Even though it was late into the war, it's still... It had to have saved lives. So
but look what happens to Sybil Edmonds. The conservative judges turn her down. You can't whistleblow today.
All right, now, right. I hear what you're... Yeah, that's the one that tried to report on Bush.
Yeah, the FBI thing.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, obviously Java Monkey's getting their money's worth out of you tonight, Mike. You're on a roll. Thanks for everything you do.
All right, take care,
good
Bill.
Night.
All right, you have a nice evening. Ay, 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 ay. I always love hearing from folks in Georgia. I love hearing from folks everywhere, but, you know, folks here in Georgia. Because, see, I work, you know, our studio is here in the Atlanta area, and we have this wonderful radio station, WWAA, that carries our program. Nice folks. And I can't get any publicity at all about this program, about the radio station that carries Air America. Nothing. Because I live in an area that's filled with real rat bastards where it concerns media. All of them, as far as I'm concerned. Alternative media, they won't... I used to be editor, managing editor of Creative Loafing here in Atlanta. Don't let the name fool you. It's a fairly good investigative newspaper. It's kind of like the Reader in Chicago or LA Weekly in Los Angeles. I used to be managing editor. And, you know, these sons of bitches at Creative Loafing, I have been with this network since August. And they haven't even put a line in their paper that said, former managing editor of Creative Loafing, now hosts radio pro, Mike Malloy, who was run out of town by Dr. Lauren WSB, is back. Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a word. So, you know, it's always good for me to hear from somebody in Georgia, because the scum suckers in this city at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, there are three or four alternative newspapers here. The Southern Voice, which is a gay and lesbian newspaper, who I have gone to bat for 1,000 times, and those rat bastards haven't even mentioned me. The Sunday paper, which is a weekly alternative trying to take on creative loafing, those sons of bitches haven't even mentioned me. You know, I just want to scream sometimes. I call this freak at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, this half-wit named Rodney Ho, that's his name, who writes a column, a media column. I said, hey, we were just in New York, and guess what? Won the AIR Award. Oh, that's not news, he said. I'm waiting for this for these people to call me sometime and say, hey, we want to give you some publicity, and I'm going to give them the middle finger. I just hate this. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So that's why I'm glad to hear from anybody in Georgia. And every time we do a personal appearance here, there's all sorts of people that turn out. You know, and the organizers of those appearances, they'll notify the media. Nobody shows up. Nobody cares, because I am the worst enemy that the state of Georgia could imagine. I am a liberal.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xadix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan.
Well, that's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at willdurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell reading? What about Medicare reading? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to willdurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it, or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now. 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away.
21 past the hour. All right, right back to the phone calls. Okay, you ready? A 1, a 2, a 3. How about Chris in Texas? Chris is calling from Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, you are.
You know it. Down here, thanks for spreading the truth. We really appreciate it down here where it's lacking in Texas. I wanted to make a little comment about today's air show.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They were dropping the flares. Mike, they might as well have been dropping streamers and balloons. I believe that entire event was staged by George Bush.
Do you?
I really do. Nice little media thing to manufacture a little more contempt for the war.
Well, Scotty McClellan at the press briefing today, we'll have sound tomorrow, but I believe he said that Bush wasn't even notified till the whole thing was over. He was out riding his bike, but he had his usual security detail and all the communications crap with him, but nobody figured they would tell him. Can you believe that?
Well, I believe he probably personally knew those two pilots, and he was just out riding on his bicycle thinking, oh, see how close old buddy and soul can get into the airspace here.
Can you imagine? No, wait a second. Let's assume that's not true. Let's assume these two guys are just the doofuses that they seem to be. Can you imagine? Now, let me ask you something. If you're up there flying a little two-seater Cessna like these two boys were, and all of a sudden, on your left wing tip, you see an F-16. On your right wing tip, you see an F-16. Right below you, you see an attack helicopter, and you see people dropping flares and stuff, and pilots waving their hands and pointing to the earth. What are you going to do?
Well,
I'm heading south, bro. I'm getting my ass on the ground real quick.
Yeah, I think it's got to be impossible to get that aircraft as close as they got it without somebody on the inside having something to do with it.
Well, all right. Well, no, I hear what you're saying, Chris, and we live in times where what you're saying is probably true because Tom Ridge blew the whistle on all that terror alert crap from last year. But on the other hand, I tend to take the view that these were a couple of boys that just decided to go fly. Inexperienced pilots. One of them, I don't think, even had his license. And all of a sudden, they're, hey, where are we? Well, I don't know. That looks like the Washington Monument down. Oh, really? Are we allowed to be here? I don't know. What the hell is that F-16 doing out there?
Well, yeah, when's the last time the media told us the truth?
Well, that's true. That's why I'm saying you're probably right, but I think my version is funnier.
Well, yeah, I wish this was all really funny. Unfortunately,
it's not.
Tragedy.
It's tragedy of the highest order. It's just unbelievable. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna keep fighting here on the front lines and.
All right, watch your back, okay? You live behind enemy lines, bro.
You're not kidding. And I was wondering, since you're saying that, if I could. you would allow me to leave the public here with a couple of great verses of Bob Dylan.
As long as it doesn't take too long, go ahead.
It's not long at all. It's the paragraphs of Masters of War.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Go ahead.
Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good, Tom DeLay? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I will follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Yeah! I love it. I love it.
Easy, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. You have a nice evening. Take care. Watch your back. Be careful. Be cool. Masters.
You've got mail.
Really? I've got mail. Jesus, we're being attacked. Oh, excuse me. Ed is calling from Irving, Texas. Ed, welcome to the program.
Good. See, you know, I can't top that last caller there, but say, why don't we work up a few drum beats for this beleaguered character, John Bolton?
You want to have him shot at sunrise or what?
Yeah, let him go over there and do his thing at the UN, you know, get the old Kofi Annan straightened out. Of course, the UN has been doing everything right, haven't they?
I don't know. Does any organization do everything right? I'll bet your church doesn't do everything right. Does it, Ed?
Oh, you know, I wouldn't.
That's a tough question, isn't it? Well, let me ask you something. Ed.
Sure.
Would you like to see the top 10 floors of the UN building blown off? Bolton did.
No, he just said that he could do without it.
No, that's not what he said. Would you like to see that?
Well, I'm not.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Ed. Would you recommend that before the top 10 floors were blown off, the people who work in there were notified? You know, the American clerks and typists who work up there, so they could leave. Or would you like to see the top 10 floors blown off and just let it be one hell of a surprise for them? What would you prefer, there, Ed? Tell me now. Don't avoid the question.
I'm in favor of the people. I wouldn't.
All right. Thank you, Ed. We got a break here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Bye.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball. Work up a sweat playing tennis. Or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xadix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition, when we'll be joined by a very special Democratic advocate, Republican Chris Shays. That's right. In the midst of the ferocious filibuster battle, the Tom DeLay scandal, and the rise of religious fanatics, the Democrats won't step up to the plate. But Congressman Shays will tell us where his party's gone wrong. We're getting the goods directly from the other side on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid.
Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
About 25 before the hour. Mike is calling from Chicago. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, long, sir. How are you?
Long time no talk to one of your...
from the old WLS days.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine how much destruction that... Cessna could have done to the front lawn of the White House.
Woo! They would have had to reseed the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried getting on last night. Tuesday's Financial Times had an interesting little tidbit in the World News Digest section.
Uh-huh.
The new Afghan Commission for Reconciliation with the Taliban said yesterday, Mullah Mohammed Omar, the regime chief, would be included in an amnesty aimed at bringing hardliners in from the cold.
You're kidding me.
No.
I thought Mullah Mohammed Omar was right up there with Osama bin disappearing.
Yeah, the one-eyed bandit.
Oh, my God. So they're going to offer him amnesty so he can go back into the opium-growing business or the poppy-growing. Did you hear this? Let me share this with you, Mike, all right?
Yeah.
This is from the Associated Press. When did this happen? I think it happened yesterday. Shouting death to America, more than 1,000 demonstrators rioted and threw stones at a U.S. military convoy Wednesday in Afghanistan as protests spread to four Afghan provinces over a report that interrogators desecrated Islam's holy book at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. Now, it goes on, four people dead, 71 injured in Jalalabad, which is east of Kabul. Every time I see something like this, and I think about Bush talking about how freedom has come to Afghanistan, all Afghanistan is a country now run by an oil consultant, that would be Hamid Karzai, and Bush's wife goes over there and talks to these poor, oppressed Afghan women who will be murdered if they so much as show their face in public. And now this. Now Afghans firing on Afghans thanks to George W. Bush. It's just insane. Do you know, long after you and I are nothing but dust, Mike, say 1,000 years from now, if there's still civilizations in Afghanistan, they will still be talking about what happened at Guantanamo?
Yep.
They don't forget.
No. Well, unlike us, we, you know, never...
Yeah, we have a hard time retaining the last 15 minutes.
Right. I look at all the old flags, you know, the ones that have, you know, on the bumper there's a W sticker, and in the window there's one of those pink, beige, and purple window clings that have been in the window being sun bleached for the past 4 years.
What, one of those baby on board things?
No, the those proud Americans that.
Oh, like, yeah. Pride in America.
I call it, you know, after 4 years of being sun bleached, I call it the proud people flying the pink, beige, and purple. Not the red, white, and blue.
I get you. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit burned tonight. Just remembering my name, much less trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about. Oh, God.
Well, Mike, it was great talking to you again.
All right. Don't be a stranger, Mike. Check
I'll
in again.
Not to. I think I might have to hook up with Mark out in Indiana, maybe get on the line with her.
Hey, she's wonderful. I love that woman. I swear to God. And thanks for checking in. I'd love to hear from the old Chicago crew, too.
Take care.
All right, sir. You too.
Bye-bye.
Man, when we used to do the show in Chicago, we had a crew. Oh, my God. We've got a crew now. but y'all are scattered all over the country, which is fine, you know, which is great. But, you know, when I worked for WLS, we used to get some long-distance listeners, too, but the crew in Chicagoland, they call it there, the folks who would call in, it was just, these are ass-kicking Democrats in Chicagoland. You understand what I mean? We can tell when you hear Marge. Or Mike, or any of these folks. These are ass-kicking Democrats in Chicago. I never saw anything like it. You know, I got to the point where I was used to Democrats who were just kind of either closeted Republicans or, you know, the get-along-go-along types, or, you know, just Democrats but afraid to say anything. Chicago Democrats are different. Maybe it has to do with the history. Well, of course it does, the history of the city. But I'll tell you, Democrats in Chicago are different from Democrats any place else that I've ever been. I you know, as a group. You understand what I'm saying? Connie is calling from Milwaukee. Connie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Doing fine, Connie. How are you?
Great, great. Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to talk to you about David Ray Griffin. Did you watch that?
You know, I set the VCR on C-SPAN instead of C-SPAN 2. Somebody sent me a link tonight, a video link, and I'm either going to watch it tonight or sometime tomorrow.
Oh, that's so excellent. Listen, I T-voted it, and I watched it three times now. And this woman, he has a lot of interesting things to say, and I believe that he is a person that possibly can bring everybody together, you know, including, you know, Republicans, Democrats that just do not like what's going on in the world today. He has a lot of interesting things to say, and I believe that he can help.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I read a transcript, part of it, because it's lengthy when you see it in print. But I read some of it, and I read a couple of synopses of what he said. But I want to see this. I want to see this video that all y'all been talking about, and I just missed because I was too stupid to set it on C-SPAN 2 instead of C-SPAN 1. But I will look at it sometime in the next 24 hours. And I hope you're right. I hope I see what you see. Someone might be able to unify folks, remove this regime from power legally and peacefully, of course.
Absolutely, legally and peacefully. I do believe that they are going down. There's no question that their poor karma is so terrible that nothing, not even Bush's cronies, can stop this one from coming.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Connie, because this country, if this country is going to survive, I don't know how we survived the past 5 years, but we have to get these people out of here. We have to.
Well, I'm right.
Well, good.
Yes, I am right, and it will happen. We just have to be very patient. And the media is going to go out with their tail between their legs, and everybody will be exposed. I truly, truly believe it. I don't think they'll be able to stop it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Connie, thanks for checking in. Are you driving?
I am driving.
Okay.
I'm your teamster buddy out here.
Oh, that's right. You're yeah. one of our over-the-road drivers.
That's right.
Well, just be careful, okay? Y'all make me nervous when you call in when you're driving.
Well, I am being careful.
All right. Take it easy.
All righty. Thank
Take
you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you, Connie. We have a lot of over-the-road truckers who call us, and I love them all. I get a little bit nervous when folks call me on a cell phone and they're driving. Although, you know, that's kind of stupid of me because these are experienced drivers. They know what the hell they're doing. They know what they do. Never mind, Connie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. That was a little patronizing. When drive safely, I didn't mean. I do mean drive safely. Never mind. The first rule of holes: when you're in one, stop digging. You know what I meant, Connie. Bill is calling from Sacramento. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
First time I've ever been able to get through to you. Hey, I was going to talk about financial stuff because that's the way you started the program. But I really want to talk about what you're talking about right now.
Go ahead.
People in this country really need to understand, especially down where you are. I appreciate what you're going through down there.
Mm.
But keep the faith because the truth will win out eventually, like your previous caller.
That's what Connie said.
Yeah. there's no way they can continue to justify what they're doing, because eventually it's going to hurt them too. I'm talking about the silent majority or the red staters or whoever, you know, are out there. They're being brainwashed by this administration. These guys are strictly robbing the bank. That's all they're doing. It's SNL all over again. It's Iran-Contra. They're taking money, and they're trying to bankrupt our country so we have no choices. And the reason they're doing it is because they want to finance this global domination project that they're about. They're trying to they want to control the oil, all the resources, and they want to have space domination. They don't want anybody else to have nuclear stuff. And the only way they can fund it is to have what they call another Pearl Harbor event.
And they had it.
Yeah, and even...
And they brought it on, and they engineered it.
I hope everybody's listening to you, because that's the truth. And when that finally comes out, and then you'll be able to get this guy impeached.
I hope so. All right, Bill, do you mind if I leave it there?
You can't.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. Just stay where you are. Stay there. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
More than a dollar a day from Malaysia to Mexico. At that rate, pretty soon there'll be no place for us to go. Monsters of the world unite. Don't sit there, fight. Don't trample by the masses. They think.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote, 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Driving to Valero, got a fill up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the 4 minutes gas. Yeah, drive to Valero, make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero, for all the room you need.
Get more of room for your buck. Valero, variety for room.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
They didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt after. Yeah, be like, try. See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at adoptuskids.org. Call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You're so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. Learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet facing from Sears Home Services, you can transform. transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Facing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Geez, we're running out of time tonight. We're coming back, Bill, in a second. Just hold on a second. I want to say thanks to the crew again tonight. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuen. In New York City, who engineered the program, Dave Fizikas, associate producer, screened your calls, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, Music Bureau Chief. And for you Malloy fans, I'm sorry, but she's a cute kid, and I love her. There are some new pictures of Molly up in the gallery at MikeMalloy.com. Check them out if you want to. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. All right, back to Bill in Sacramento. Bill, thanks for holding on.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, where were we?
You know, you're going to really like this guy when you finally watch that program because he's a theologian.
Yeah, I know his history from Claremont College, I believe, in California, right?
Yeah, and he puts it out there in a way that the religious zealots are going to have to say, oh, wait a minute.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Like I said, I feel like a moron for not seeing it when it first came out of the second broadcast, but I'll see.
Well, it's interesting. I know you've probably already told your people that listen to you, but when Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and this crew, a lot of people don't know this, but this crew is the leftovers from the John Birch, you know, the Richard Nixon and
oh yeah, 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 yeah. Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan. That's where they're all from. Yeah.
And Bill Moyer did some articles on back in the late 70s about the secret government with the government. And here they're back again. They had this guy that was doing this thing about the computers. He was a criminal that Nixon problem, and they pushed him out a few months back, or maybe a couple of years back now. And now they're back with the national ID thing.
Mm-hmm.
They need finance, so they're trying to take the money. They're giving tax breaks, and money's disappearing. $9 billion here, $20 billion there, $30 billion there. All this 300 something billion appropriated for Iraq, it's disappeared. They're not doing anything.
It's gone. It's gone. It's nowhere. Nothing's been rebuilt.
That money's going into this project called Global Domination Project.
Well, there you go.
They're trying to have a full spectrum dominance so that they'll have the power to deny others the use of space. They want to rapidly and accurately be able to strike any target that poses a possible threat to them. They feel they have the right to use military force against any country or entity that could or even might become against American interest.
And you know what all this means?
For a new American century.
Right. And let me tell you, Bill, what it all means is we normal people, when it's finally time to go to the trenches, we better be strong. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We better be strong.
And your constituents, and I'm going to talk, I'm going to get candid here now, the white people in America need to realize that this group is not their friend. When they're finished doing what they're trying to do now with all the money, and they get all these rich people situated, they're going to turn on them. They're taking the jobs out of America. They just passed a bill the other day, Bush signed it, that gives 5.2%, 5.7% tax rate for all the corporations that are holding their money offshore
right.
in the last 10 years, and now they're going to bring it back into America and only pay 5%. That's less than the long-term capital gains interest rate.
Well, that's less than what somebody who makes $35,000 a year pays.
That's a tax increase on the minimum income, and anybody
that
makes a paycheck, anybody that gets dividends for income, they're going to get away scot-free. This group is about dominance. It's a fascist government. They intend to disable this American, this Constitution, our republic, is going down the tubes. And though you might not be a target today, those people that are the silent majority that are sitting out there going, what the hell's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of don't like this and all that. They're going to find out that they're not in the in crowd when this thing goes down.
Got that right. I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you had to say. You said it clear, and you made a lot of sense. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, and the point I think he was making, it's not a race thing anymore. It's a money thing. These white devils will cut a white person's throat just as quickly as a brown person. They'll just slice right in there and watch the rivulets roll onto the floor. John here sent me an email. Regarding the airspace violation today, the plane in question, John writes, was a Cessna 152. The top speed of that plane is slower than the stall speed of an F-16. I agree with the caller who versed Dylan. I think it was staged. Well, see, this is what happened. This is what happens to all of us when you have a criminal enterprise like the Bush crime family running things for 5 years now. This is what happens. We know they're liars. We know they would rather lie than have sex. They would rather lie than eat. They would rather lie. The only thing they'd rather do than lie is count their money. So no matter what happens, the first assumption, if you're sane, the first assumption is that it's a lie. No matter what it is. Look what Tom Ridge revealed today. That all those terror alerts, lies. Now, he had to couch his language, like I said earlier. He had to be careful, because he doesn't want to have to commit suicide by putting 3 bullets in the back of his own head. Right? So he has to watch how he says it.
Well, you know, there were some who wanted me to keep jacking it up, but I kept saying there's no reason. But, you know, I mean, what the hell? I didn't go along with it. You know, I don't want to suicide myself.
But according to Limbaugh, the pig man, filthy piece of human waste, it was staged today. So that Hillary could look calm and presidential, right? Huh? So, you know, for those who think it was staged, the pig filthy man thinks it was staged too, but of course, for 183 different reasons, right? Isn't that how it always works? So Hillary, Limbaugh has really gone over the edge. This guy is one sick puppy. He is fixated. You know what he needs? He needs to have a date with Hillary. Hillary needs to get naked, take him to bed, and just do him so he'll stop. That's what it would take. Yes, tomorrow night. Watch your back, okay? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tigerbaum presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for football.
All-time record holder and Tigerbaum's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tigerbaum's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tigerbaum's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tigerbaum goes deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the bomb. The Tigerbaum pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the bomb. Tigerbaum. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to creditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just